Here's a thought I'll title, Moment is Not Quite the Right Word. One of the things that I particularly like about multi-image projects, like Seeing in Sixes, for example, or Folios of Chapbooks, is its ability to expand or stretch time. When we look at an individual image, particularly matted and framed on the wall, it seems that there's only two alternatives. One is it's a frozen moment in time, a spectacular thing to look at, wonderful weather, beautiful light, fantastic subject, but it's a frozen in time thing. The exception to that, of course, is the long exposure, long shutter speed that shows blurry water. Technically speaking, that shows more than an instant, more than a 60th of a second, but it's still sort of capturing a moment in time just with a feeling replacing that moving water. But it's still sort of an instantaneous thing. One of the things that I like about Seeing in Sixes projects or multiple image projects that give you 5 or maybe 10 images to put together as a group is that it has the ability to stretch or expand time. So when you look at the first image and then go to the second image, there can be a change that takes place over time. And the viewer is left to interpret that change in the interstices between the pictures. And that instantaneous moment of time gets expanded a little bit through the 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 pictures, whatever it is. I've often thought of this as our ability to express a moment rather than an instant. But I've never been comfortable with that term, because a moment isn't quite right. How long is a moment? Well, it's longer than a second and shorter than a couple of seconds. When a moment in a Seeing in Sixes project might take place over 5 or 10 minutes. What do we call that frame of time that allows us to show movement, not visually, but interpretively, in a project over, what, maybe 15 minutes? And here's maybe a dumb example, but it'll illustrate the point. Let's say you want to do a 5 or 6 image project about having lunch on a sidewalk cafe, and you've got the ability to show the cafe and the street scene going by and maybe the people who are serving you the food, and then the food, and then maybe somebody sitting at the table next to you. That doesn't take place in an instant. That group of pictures tells a small story about what? It's not a moment. It's not an hour. But it's something. And I don't know what to call it. A moment's too short. An hour's too long. I think this is difficult because capturing that kind of thing in time in a half a dozen images is not a measure of clock time, but rather of conscious attention. And that's the key that really gives us something to think about relative to these multiple image projects. It's the amount of conscious attention, the kind of being aware and awake and sensitive over a period of time. So it's not just a glance. And it's not just floating through time the way we kind of do when we drive our car from here to the grocery store, but it's a relatively small amount of clock time that gets condensed into consciousness when we become acutely aware of what is going on around us, and then translate that into a series of photographs that can encapsulate that what? That moment, that period of time in which consciousness holds together and pulls together disparate visual scenes into something that's a little bit of a story, something that's meaningful, something that's a moment of consciousness. But I have no idea what to call that. I don't really like calling it a moment of consciousness because that sounds like you've just fainted and you've come back to life. But I don't know what else to call it. It's not a moment. It's not a second. It's not a few minutes. Matter of fact, a Seeing in Sixes project can take place over months, not as contiguous conscious time, but as comparative conscious time. The classic example is photographing the same place spring, summer, fall, winter. So you end up with a multiple image project, but it's actually spread over a year. But nonetheless, there is a time of consciousness in which we can associate all those images together to form a little story in our mind's eye. Like I say, I wish I knew what the right word for that is, but I don't. So in the meantime, I default by calling it a moment, recognizing just how inaccurate that description is, but it's the best I've got. I even looked in the thesaurus, couldn't find anything that had to do with this bit of conscious and aware attention that extends over a small period of time. Maybe you know the word for it, and if you do, please let me know.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.